Hi, guys. Here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil. Next, I take an ice bath. Ooh, feeling super healthy.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com, Cygnos.com, with code SPARK. Cygnos.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The only place in football where the offense is always on the field is on Moneyline. With the two best hosts in radio, Donnie Wrightside.
If anybody wasn't watching, listen, I don't know what you were doing.
And Kevin Walsh.
Forget, act like you've been there before.
On the Sports Grid Radio Network, Sirius XM Channel 159.
Yes, with your solo mission today. Moneyline, the best every day, now officially underway. And it is a Major League Baseball day that we are going to have some fun with and cap every single game on the card today. So I got my pen and I got my paper right now, and I'm ready to get it kick-started. Now understand this. April is usually the toughest month of Major League Baseball to handicap. You can win money, you can lose money. You just try to stay ahead of the game by the end of April. Yesterday did take a couple bad beats, man. I'm telling you. I had a nice pick with the Philadelphia Phillies money line. I had a nice same-game parlay, which, again, these are all smaller options, for the the Pittsburgh Pirates yesterday with Paul Skeens on the mound. That one worked out well. But also, if I'm being honest, I had another one of these shots that I had, I think about maybe a week and a half ago, and that was with the New York Yankees, where every single player in the lineup had a statistic but Jazz Chisholm. Jazz Chisholm yesterday, the one thing that he does know how to do is hit home runs. Doesn't know how to do much else. Did that yesterday. But that's not where I'm going with this. I thought the Phillies would get beat yesterday by the San Francisco Giants, and they did. 10-4. This game, by the way, was 3-0 Philadelphia Phillies after the first inning. It looked like it was going to be a runaway rout. Well, then the Phillies do what they do, can't hit any bullpen, you know, arms, score one run in the fifth inning, and nothing the rest of the game. Absolutely tattooed. But Lee, in the middle of that lineup, was the focal point for me yesterday. And he's been really good this season, Jung-Ho Lee. Player that came over from Japan. Let me just read you the statistics around Jung-Ho Lee yesterday. Mike Yastrzemski, 5 at-bats, 2 runs, 2 hits, 3 RBI, and a home run. Willie Adames, 5 at-bats, 1 run, 2 hits, 1 RBI, 1 home run. Matt Chapman, 5 at-bats, no runs, but did get a hit and also an RBI yesterday. Hilliot Ramos, 5 at-bats, 1 run, 2 hits. Lamonte Wade Jr., who's batting, by the way, 109, 2 at-bats but did score a run and had 2 walks in that game. Wilmer Flores, 4 at-bats, 1 hit, 1 run, 1 RBI. Bailey, 4 at-bats, 1 hit, 1 run. Fitzgerald, 4 at-bats, 3 runs, 3 hits, 3 RBI, and a home run. Jung-Ho Lee, 5 at-bats, no runs, no hits. No nothing in that game with 3 strikeouts. No statistics for him. So he left me out. And also in the 9th inning, you got the dream scenario. A leadoff double, a
player that struck out in front of him, a pass ball less at the plate, a man on third, and a draw in an infield, which basically meant as long as you don't hit it directly at somebody or just hit a fly ball, I would cash multiple parlays on that play from Lee. Grounded out to the second baseman, who the runner on third was not running on contact, went back to first base. Tough scene there. It's the way it happens. But the reason I bring that up is you're going to get those bad beats at times, and it happens. You keep the units low a little bit earlier in the season, then you sort of march forward and find your footing as you go. Now, we have a really good Major League Baseball card today, and the one thing that does stick out to me the most is a lot of high xFIP number guys. I have 29 pitchers right now on the card that have at least 5 innings pitched in this Major League Baseball season, expected starting pitchers coming into today. If we're looking at those xFIP numbers where you want to start to fade or the fading process, anybody around that 4 range or higher, well, it looks like today we have 16 total pitchers on this early season that have at least 5 innings pitched. And most of these guys, actually all of these guys, have at least 10 innings pitched at this point outside of Quinn Priester, which means we're getting a little bit better of a feel right now. There are some guys with the 6s and the high 5 and the mid 5s that we might want to take advantage of. So it's good to see today that we don't have any Major League Baseball this afternoon. So I'm looking at the card itself. First game is going to start at 6:40. So we have a way that we can get through this Major League Baseball card, a way that we can handicap this card, and sort of get some of those ideas out here. My guy, X-Man's out here, and it is Jackie Robinson Day, which means payday, and he's correct. 42s all over the place today in Major League Baseball, and that's the way it should be. One of the greatest players in Major League Baseball history, our good friend Jackie Robinson. So in honor of Jackie Robinson, why don't we go out and really honor him by winning some money in Major League Baseball? His family would appreciate that, right? Number 42 is all the way around. Better understand like who's at the plate and who's in the field because everybody has the same number. Throws you off sometimes just a little bit where you get the back of the jersey. I think that's Juan Soto out there, right? All right, let's get started. Let's have some fun today. Now, what we want to do is let's take an approach here where I'm going to see, and let me just bring up the weather conditions for each situation that we're going to start today with here. So let me just bring up a statistical site here. We will go down to Major League Baseball weather and get it started right away. Okay. 6:40 p.m. first start down in Miami. Obviously, we don't care about weather conditions there. It's in a dome. If it's nice, they'll open it up. If not, is there a chance for weather conditions actually there? It's 80 degrees with no precipitation. That could be really nice if that ballpark is open. Today, the Pittsburgh Pirates, 45-degree temperature, something you don't like to see, but a 16-mile-an-hour wind that's blowing out to left field. Keep in mind, precipitation is in the forecast in Pittsburgh. Cincinnati weather today, 51 degrees with a double-digit wind blowing out to left field. We like to see that. The Giants and the Phillies, a crosswind of about 20 miles per hour, but 60-degree temperatures. The Baltimore Orioles, 60-degree temperatures with a heavy wind blowing out to right field at close to 17 miles per hour. Tampa Bay, 77-degree temperatures here. Wind blowing out to right field, that short porch at George Steinbrenner Field. Yankees and the Royals playing obviously in the Bronx. 20-mile-an-hour wind blowing out to dead center field tonight at about 58, 59 degrees. There is some rain in the forecast, but see where we're going with this? Getting those good vibes. Toronto Blue Jays and the Atlanta Braves, I think it's really cold up there in Toronto. That Rogers Center roof is probably going to be closed. The Chicago White Sox at home today. 50-degree temperatures, a wind blowing out the dead center field at 17 miles per hour. See where we're going with this? Wind actually helping at the backs today. We love to see that. The New York Metropolitans taking on the Minnesota Twins. 52-degree temperatures, double-digit wind also blowing out to right field. Detroit and Minnesota, Milwaukee, the Dome Stadium. What's the temperature up there, though? Let's see if that dome's going to be open. 47, 48 degrees with a wind blowing out to 15 miles per hour to center field. Depends if they open the windows and the impact there, but probably minimal at best. You take a look at the St. Louis Cardinals at home against the Houston Astros. 60-degree temperatures, a double-digit wind blowing out to right field. Chicago Cubs late at night versus the Padres, 58 degrees, a crosswind of around 5 miles per hour. Then the Texas Rangers at home in the Dome against the Angels. So good weather conditions, guys, across Major League Baseball to try to make it happen. Now, I already have two plays that I put out earlier this morning before I even went on the early line with myself and Ben Stevens. And those, which we'll get into them as the show goes, Chicago Cubs and the San Diego Padres, I got 7.5. Thought it was a great number this morning. That's now up to 8. So, I mean, yes, if you like 7.5, you probably like it over 8, but you know the big deal there. 5-3 game ends, you got to push. 7.5 got the win. We understand how that goes, but I think that play makes certainly a lot of sense as well. Taking a look at a side today, let me just pull up my card here to see what, oh, there it was. Houston Astros and the St. Louis Cardinals, -125 price as a favorite here towards the Houston Astros. I think that's a worthwhile play also. But we want to get into some of the hitter statistics today, because as I tweeted out earlier at Right Side VP, I'm pretty excited about what we're looking at today and some of the action. We're not going to change our levels because it's still in April. You're still betting low limits here, trying to factor in and have some fun. But I'm telling you right now, I am invested in baseball. It's been so much fun to handicap. Just watching the day-to-day numbers absolutely stack up, where we might be able to get some of these things to really flip on our side. We were one base knock away, one pop fly ball away from a player in Lee for the Giants with cashing in just about everything we touched. It didn't happen. That's okay. Today's a new day. Let's get it started, because the first game up starts at 6:40 p.m. And by the way, four games starting at 6:45 or earlier today. We'll hit all of those in the next segment right here on Moneyline. Let's have some fun, baby. Let's win some money and handicap. It's your boy DRS. Be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Make some money today, people. Tuesday, midweek. No better way to spend it than right here on the Sports Grid Network. It's your boy down the right side on a solo mission. Kevin will be back next week. So I got you Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. All baseball, all day long. Handicapping Central. This is the place that you want to be. And also, if you're out here with us live on Restream, watching through Twitter, fantastic stuff. If you're out here, Sports Grid On Demand, X-Man out here chiming in as well, fantastic stuff. If you're listening through SiriusXM channel 159, love you. SportsGridRadio.com, as well as the Sports Grid app, the best in the business. Absolutely fantastic. I always have one of these boxes open. If you have a comment out there, certainly be able to give you a shout out. And also, if you have any plays that you like tonight, or if you want to follow me on at RightsideVP and send me a play that you have tonight, always love cheering it on. It's what we do. It's the community that we're building here. Let's get into the handicapping. Game number one, 6:40 p.m. Let me just make sure I have everything in chronological order, and I do. 9:51, 9:52 rotation. It's Arizona. It's Miami. It's Kelly versus Gillespie on the mound tonight. A total of 8.5. Opened at 8.5. FanDuel's at 8.5, but 9's across the board now. So it looks like that line is on the move going higher. You take a look at the -174 price at the opening number. That's dropped at most outlets to as low as a -160 price. So the fade maybe might be on here for Arizona. If we take a look at some of the statistics in this game, and let me just pull that one up first. Merrill Kelly on the mound last year, a very average season. This year, getting blown up a little bit. 70 batters that he's faced, a 250 ISO against, and a weighted on base percentage of 374. Right into batters having some success too. Let's see what we got just to make it. 182 and a 326 ISO and weighted on base percentage, respectively. The lefties, though, extremely elevated. A 289 weighted on base percentage, 289 ISO, which is incredibly high, and a 401 weighted on base percentage. You take a look at the lineup, and maybe you're not in love with the Marlins today, but there are some options that we're going to pick on here in just a few moments. If we are looking at Merrill Kelly to get some of the analytical statistics, understand this. You know the way I go about my business here. You have to take the approach of what has actually happened to the pitcher at the plate and what are we expecting the pitcher to happen in the future. If there's 29 pitchers on the card today, which there are, minimum of at least 5 innings pitched, Merrill Kelly has 15 innings pitched through 3 starts. He has an ERA of 7.20 and an xFIP of 6.51. He's the worst pitcher on the card today. So you want to factor on some things, what you can do with the Marlins. Most people don't look towards the Marlins as a possible team total. There's a chance for that today. So I'm going to write right now, Marlins team total, and we'll put that down first and we'll take a look at the players in just a moment. And by the way, I told you guys I've been tracking some, you know, analysis isn't the right word. But yesterday, did you know every single game that played yesterday had at least 2 runs or more in the first 5 innings? That parlay would have been a really nice one, which I didn't bet all the way through, but just keeping an eye on those statistics was positive last week. Haven't done it yet this week, which I should have been going back to it. But every game last night had at least 2 runs in the first 5 innings. That's something I've been eyeing up just on handicaps like in this Marlins-Arizona game, which we might do tonight. Just some food for thought when to keep the people updated on that. All right, let's take a look at the Marlins. Current season against right-handed pitching. Xavier Edwards has a 424 weighted on-base percentage, but a low ISO power number. It doesn't matter. That weighted on-base percentage for the leadoff guy in the 1+1+1 market, that does make a difference. Lower K rate and a high walk rate there. So I'm going to write down just the Marlins. We're going to start with them. And I'm going to go Edwards in that lineup, which might make some sense. Stowers, number 2 in the lineup, anticipated tonight. Not really good numbers. We'll pass by. Otto Lopez and Matt Mervis make some sense as well. So with Edwards, we will go Lopez, and we will go with Mervis. All decent statistics this season for the Marlins going up against right-handed pitching. Let's flip it over to the other side and take a look at what we have with Connor Gillespie on the mound. Last year, only 32 batters faced at the Major League Baseball level. We'll take that out of the equation. He's faced 60 batters this year, which is already double what he did last year. ISO power number is a little bit high at 204. Lefties at a 222, righties at a 185. Weighted on base percentage is lower, 230 to lefties, a 351 to righties. Let's take a look at the analytical side here so far early this season with Connor Gillespie. I have him 19th out of 29 pitchers today. 14 innings pitched, a 3.86 ERA, which isn't bad, but an elevated xFIP number of 4.46, so certainly hittable. If we're looking at players that you want to take advantage of today, I think you can go lefty and righty, which means the stack would be in the first 4 batters there for the Arizona Diamondbacks. So if we write Arizona with a team total, also a possibility, so we'll go that as well and write that down. And then if we take a look at the batters there, it would be CC, which is Corbin Carroll. Number 2 in the lineup would be Perdomo. Number 3 in that lineup would be Pavin Smith. And then number 4 in that lineup would be Josh Naylor. So I think we have an opportunity for runs in this game. And also, Eugenio Suarez, still putting up decent numbers a little bit farther down, but he does strike out a lot. So I'll go 5 Suarez. There's a lot to like in this Marlins-Arizona game, which again, is really a feeder of this card today, which I think we do have some really good spots. So just getting those names down of what makes sense in 2 pitchers that are hittable. And keep in mind, again, Merrill Kelly just might be the worst pitcher on this card today. All right, let's keep it going with the rotational numbers. Washington and Pittsburgh had a pretty good night. And by the way, O'Neill Cruz, I needed him to get an RBI yesterday. He had one of those interesting plays where he hit a pop fly where the second baseman didn't read it. The left fielder, right fielder, came in and slid down, but the third guy on third base didn't move too far enough off the bag. So you had one of those where he needed an RBI, but actually got a player on third base and a base hit and a run didn't score. That hurts. But again, that's some of the bad beats that you take in the month of April. Washington, Pittsburgh, Irving on the mound versus Keller. This line is a minus 134 to minus 145 price, depending on who you're shopping at, as a favorite towards Pittsburgh. Washington has the dog in this game, an 8.5 across the board. So if we take a look at some non-analytical stats per se from this game today, 44 degree temperatures, it's really cold in Pittsburgh, but a 15 mile an hour wind blowing out to center field. You look at Jake Irving on the season, last year, actually had a decent season as a right-handed pitcher, struggled a little bit with lefties. That's certainly happening again this season. 69 batters total faced this year, 38 from the left-hand side. If we just focus on lefties, a 389 ISO and a weighted on base percentage of 509. So you're immediately going to go to the card today and try to find some lefties. All lefties aren't built the same, but I'm going to tell you right now, if I look at the Pirates today, and I'm just writing down a name, that's going to be O'Neill Cruz. So Cruz, again, is going to get a good look. 38 at-bats against right-handed pitching on the season. A couple knocks yesterday. A couple base hits, I should say. 233 ISO and a weighted on-base percentage of 370. We're not through this game. We're going to take an analytical look at both of these pitchers. But O'Neill Cruz is going down in the memory bank already. Handicapping on Tuesday, right here on the grid. I'm Donnie Wrightside, and this is Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Just we're looking at the Pittsburgh side today against Washington as we're handicapping all throughout the afternoon. Picking out some Major League Baseball action spots. O'Neill Cruz certainly going to get a write down. But from a left-handed batter perspective, sometimes you just go with Brian Reynolds. Last night did have a knock as well, an RBI. Look at Emmanuel Valdez. I don't know if I want to go that route, but we are going to take a look at analytically right now at Jake Irving and what he sets up on the season. 16 innings pitched so far, a 5.63 ERA, which obviously is not good. We don't really pay that much attention to it, but an elevated 4.65 xFIP number. I love that team total yesterday for the Pittsburgh Pirates. It is hard to go back sometimes to it. Again, cold temperatures out there, which never helps. Doesn't help pitchers either, by the way. But if you are looking at just a lefty in that spot, I'm not going to necessarily write down that I love the team total for Pittsburgh in that cold weather, but I think O'Neill Cruz does make sense once again out of that leadoff spot. Let's go over to the other side. Mitch Keller last year really struggled with left-handed batters. This season, the power numbers are down for him. He's got an 0.45 ERA through 75 batters, but the left-handed weighted on-base percentage is still quite high. And not a lot of strikeouts from Mitch Keller's side. If I look at Mitch Keller, he is 11th on the pitching card today at a 4.24 ERA and a 390 xFIP number. There are some spots I like in that lineup tonight, like Nathaniel Lowe. Probably going to stay away from that side. But one guy that I do think makes some sense, though, is for Pittsburgh and maybe a sneaky team total for Pittsburgh again, but those temperatures are always scary at this point. But certainly a fadeable guy nonetheless in Jake Irvin. And maybe if you're just looking for stacks there, just left-handed bats in that lineup for the Pittsburgh Pirates today. All right, keep it moving down the list as we go. Castillo versus Lodolo. That's Seattle versus Cincinnati. A 6:40 start time tonight. 8.5 is the total in this game. And basically a pick 'em on both sides at a minus 110 price. If we bring this game up, we do have 51-degree temperatures, which is warmer a little bit, hopefully, than Pittsburgh sitting there in the mid-40s, and a 12-mile-an-hour wind blowing out to dead center field. You take a look at Castillo on the mound as the matchup versus Lodolo, as we pointed out. Lodolo was great last year. Lodolo this year, here's what's interesting. We're going to go over this now. Lodolo, let's see, where is he lining up today out of those 29 pitchers? He's 17th. Much like Taijuan Walker yesterday had a zero ERA, but an xFIP number in the four. Sooner or later, is going to get lit. Last night was one of those nights. Lodolo, through 18 and two-thirds innings pitched, has an 0.96 ERA, but an xFIP number of 4.28. So is that a cause for, hey, maybe he blows up tonight? Maybe so. But that is a big discrepancy between ERA and xFIP numbers. Case in point. Not striking out enough batters, which means the ball does get put in play. Flip it over to the other side here. Let's go Cincinnati's lineup. Luis Castillo is going to be on the line tonight for Seattle. He's at a 2.12 ERA and an xFIP of 3.95. So the better pitcher on the mound tonight for me, forget about the ERA, is Luis Castillo. Going up against a lineup that doesn't have done all that well against right-handed bats, Ellie De La Cruz has a very good season, 40 at-bats against right-handed pitching and has done some damage, and Ellie will bat from the left-hand side. So if there's an added advantage, that's probably a guy you want to look towards. But if I was just taking a side, to be honest, in a pick 'em game, I'm probably going Seattle today. Even though I don't like Seattle's lineup one bit here, I think I have the better pitcher on the mound going up against Lodolo, who, again, is under one ERA. You might think it doesn't make some sense, but trust me, it does. I'm going to lay off this game for now, though. But we might be able to get back to that and see if there are advantages. Philadelphia Phillies, who lost last night again to the San Francisco Giants. Verlander on the mound versus Jesus Luzardo. 162 to 166 prices here, total at 8 across as we look. Now, if we focus on those Giants bats, which have been extremely hot so far in this young season, just didn't help you out last night. I mean, come on, looking at you, Jung-Ho Lee. Maybe he bounces back tonight. He's been very good as a lefty against left-handed pitching so far before last night. You take a look at the lineup today, it's not all that inviting for San Francisco. Lizardo, who last year struggled, 274 batters he faced, some injuries. He's been really good this year. And so good on this card that he's number one on the pitching card at a 29 pitchers today. 18 innings he's done so far, a 150 ERA, and a 2.46 xFIP number, which is microscopic. So the San Francisco Giants, to me, are out tonight. The question is going to be, what do you get out of the Philadelphia Phillies? Justin Verlander is on the mound, 13 innings pitched, a 6.92 ERA, but a 3.74 xFIP number. 57, 58 degrees in Philadelphia, a wind blowing out to right field. I don't know if I love this game, because Lizardo has sensational statistics. Verlander's got the high ERA, but a not-so-high xFIP against a team that's scuffling at the plate. Now, if you look at Stott, Turner, Harper, Schwarber, and Realmuto, you might be able to find something there. But this is a game I'm probably going to be passing on because, again, as I stated, really good pitcher on one side, a lineup that should hit on the other, but I don't want to fall into that with the Philadelphia Phillies right now. More games on the way. Let's do it. Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Right back at it here. Let's keep it moving. Not going to do too much there with San Francisco and Philadelphia, as we stated before the break, but let's continue down our march to every single game today. And one of those marches includes the Cleveland Guardians taking on the Baltimore Orioles. That's going to be Logan Allen on the mound, and he is taking on Charlie Morton, the veteran. Line opened up around 140 or so. Sits as high as 155 as a favorite towards Baltimore in the total. It opened up at 8.5 now, seeing 8.5s across the board with some 9s starting, to poke through. If we look at this game today, 16-mile-an-hour winds blowing out to right field off of the warehouse down there at Oriole Park at Camden Yards. Here's the issue, just looking at the stats alone. We'll get to the pitchers in a second. Logan Allen, the left-handed pitcher, actually done very well this year against right-handed bats through 37 of them. Low ISO power number, weighted on base percentage average. Last year, he got tattooed against righties. That's going to be key here. Left-handed batter struggled with last year, struggled with this year. But again, with a left-handed pitcher, not going to get many lefties in the lineup. Gunnar Henderson, starting to come to life here off the disabled list. He's a lefty. But in that lineup, he'll be the only lefty, everybody else from the right-hand side. Here's the issue. You look at the Orioles lineup, limited at-bats. The most at-bats somebody has is 13 against left-handed pitching. Henderson underwhelming, Rutschman, Westberg, and O'Neill. Mountcastle with good statistics, Laureano, Sanchez, Urias has a 546 weighted on base percentage, which is really good, but low power numbers, and Mateo. One guy in that lineup with a plus ISO power number, everybody else below. Only two guys in that lineup with really good weighted on base percentages, everybody below. Makes it kind of tough. If we look at Logan Allen, though, on the card today, guys, pitching card, 1 through 29, he's ranked 26th. 10 innings pitched, which again is a limited sample size. A 360 ERA, which is decent, but an xFIP, a 5.58, which means he's not striking out a lot of batters, and he's walking too many, which will cause traffic on the base pass. So a sneaky team total that you could say is under the radar because the team has good batters but hasn't performed against lefties. I'm going to write down the Orioles in this spot. And if you're looking for players in that lineup that could possibly do damage, you would go Mountcastle per se. But again, right-handed batters hasn't been the issue this year for Allen. Last year it was. Does that focus come back in at this point? You sort of lay it out. These are the tough decisions they have to make in the month of April. Are you looking more last year's statistics, this year's statistics? Eventually, they'll come around. Cold temperatures, wind blowing out. Lefty should hit the lefty. Righty should hit the right. You see what I mean? It's kind of tough. So I just wrote down the Orioles as a chance opportunity. Cleveland side going to go up against Charlie Morton. And Charlie Morton on the card today, out of 29 pitchers, he's listed 13th in xFIP. An 8.78 ERA, which is disastrous, but a 4.03 xFIP. So he's pitching much better than what an ERA is. But having said that, it's still Charlie Morton. Those 66 batters that he's facing, ISO against, 236. A weighted on base percentage, a 402. Lit up by both lefties and righties. So I look at the top of that lineup today. And I say there's a good chance that I like this stack. Because Kwan can hit anybody, lefty or righty. But the fact that you love right behind him is Jose Ramirez, switch hitter. Carlos Santana, switch hitter. So we're going to go Orioles just as a team here. We'll make a decision if we want like a sneaky team total, which I don't know if we'll get to. But we'll go with the Guardians right next to him as a chance with the team total, but also more importantly, the stack here. would be Kwan. So I'm going to list him to one. Number two, it's going to be J-Ram. And number three, that would be Carlos Santana. So it looks like we have some opportunities there. We'll split those up, but I'm feeling confident about that. I think it's a pretty decent game between the two. Temperatures aren't ice cold there in Baltimore. Wind blowing out the right field. So those are the guys that I technically would settle into. Let's keep moving. Let's see how many games we can get through today. Boston and Tampa Bay. Buehler versus Pepe on the mound. And this line opened up around that 125 price. It's as high as 135 across the board and a 9 total. Now, granted, as we're going to handicap this game, we are always looking and interested in the weather condition. 74 degrees in Tampa. George Steinbrenner Field. Carbon copy of Yankee Stadium, which is fantastic, and an 8-mile-an-hour wind blowing out to right field. Understand this. Walker Buehler on the mound. Let's take a look at his pitching numbers here based on where he ranks. Let's see. Where are you at, Walker? Walker Buehler, 7th on the card. High ERA, lower xFIP number of 340. Only 15.2 innings pitched. Now, Walker Buehler struggled last year through 407 batters, lefties and righties, beating him up just a bit. He's got an interesting split this year. K rate, high to lefties, low to righties. Low walk percentage across the board, which means not giving free trips out there. ISO power number 177, weighted on base percentage of 352. Both elevated, but it's interesting. To lefties, he has a low ISO and a high weighted on base percentage. But to righties, he's got a 250 ISO, which is elevated, and an average weighted on base percentage of 334. You look at the middle of that lineup. Brandon Lau, Junior Caminero, Jonathan Aranda, Christopher Morel, and Cameron Meisner, all high numbers here with low K props here. But the 340 xFIP worries me a little bit. However, I am going to write down Tampa Bay because that lineup mid-stack does look decent. Lower xFIP, higher ERA. How do we play that one out? And now, absolutely hot batters at the plate, and you saw yesterday, absolutely tattooed the Boston Red Sox. Pepio will be on the mound, who this year threw 44 batters. I struggled with righties. Last year, he didn't do that. On the card, Pepio checks in. Let's see if we can find him quickly. Sometimes it's hard to spot. 16th on the card, a 3.38 ERA, but a 4.16 xFIP number. This, you don't want to outsmart yourself because you look at the lineup: Devers, Bregman, Willier Abreu, Trevor Story, Christian Campbell, all high ISO power numbers and weighted on base percentages here. Pepio hasn't been bad this year pitching at home. I'm still going to write because I want to take a deeper dive into this game later on. So I did write Tampa Bay and Boston down. I think it makes a little bit of sense here. Nothing yet, but green lights in that lineup per se. No doubt about it. All right. Skip that one. Kansas City and New York. Yesterday, a lower scoring game. Waka versus Freed on the mound today. A line that opened up at a minus 200 price is higher now. As high as 218 across the board in a total that's listed at 8.5. So if you look at the Yankees, at Yankee Stadium today, you like what you see, though, 55 degrees. Not the warmest temperatures, but a wind blowing out to right field at 14 miles per hour. That always helps. Michael Wacha is going to be on the mound today, and he's 24th out of 29 pitchers, guys, through 15 innings on this season. A 4.20 ERA and a 5.19 xFIP number. So our eyes automatically start to look for the Yankees. So, yes, we're going to write down the New York Yankees in this game and the matchups that we like. Obviously, Rice to start that lineup. One of my favorite batters on that team. Aaron Judge, right behind him. Bellinger and Goldschmidt struggling against right-handed pitching, which is interesting. Sometimes you just would want to go Goldschmidt in the middle of that lineup automatically. Jazz Chisholm with good numbers. A guy that has hit a lot of home runs. I just don't get quality at bats. Strikes out a lot. You get the picture here. Volpe might have a chance here, so we'll write him down. Austin Wells has a chance here. He'll go down on the card. And also Jason Dominguez. So write Dominguez. So there's a lot of batters on that New York Yankees team that we could like. So we'll write down team total and the Yanks along with those five batters in the lineup. Based on stats, you should be taking Jazz Chisholm today. Just having a hard time from what I see. Seems like that 1-for-5 guy every night was, hey, Donnie's getting one base hit. But the easy opportunities that you want to cash in. Runners on second, third, one out. Just put the ball in play, cash in an RBI prop. It's tough to take with him. Now, flip side, Max Fried on the mound. Number 4 overall on the card today. 17 innings pitch, a low ERA, and a really low xFIP number. He's done very well against right-handed batters this year through 54. He struggled a little bit with a weighted on-base percentage against left-handed batters, which means a little bit too high of a walk rate, a little bit too low of a K rate. But that lineup for the Royals absolutely cannot hit left-handed pitching. So as I look at that team, like, maybe it's a moneyline Yankees that you would throw into the parlay, because they're not going to pay a, you know, 210, 215, 220 price at this point. So we'll leave that the same. But the Yankees make some sense, and even for a moneyline opportunity, I think could do some damage at this point. Other side, Royals, absolutely nothing. So we'll move on. Yanks probably going to be a big piece of the puzzle tonight. Atlanta and Toronto, Schwellenbach versus Gausman. Total in this game listed at 7.5 across the board. A favorite, which opened up for Atlanta at -132. That is dropped to basically a pick'em. We're going to get involved and take a look at this game coming up next. The Schwellenbach, number 2 on the pitching card. Kevin Gausman, number 15 on the pitching card. But do we have enough offense from the Atlanta Braves? That and more coming up right next year on Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Want to try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, will this send me spiraling out of my routine?
Time to consult the online experts.
Hi, Felicia here with 1 million followers. That bite will destroy your metabolism.
Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning. Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again? Oh, the kids would really love this.
Insulin sensitivity.
Always
Stop it. They don't know your body. Only you do. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at Signos.com. That's Signos.com with code SPARK. Signos.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
2 ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
Schwellenbach, people. Schwellenbach from the mound for the Atlanta Braves. They try to get back in the NL East race here. Let's take a look at that game. Because they are going to be north of the border, 38-degree temperatures. That dome is going to be closed. So we're not worried about any weather creeping in, hot, cold, wind blowing, or rainy circumstances here. Schwellenbach's been phenomenal on the season. Number 2 pitcher on the card today, going up against a lineup that doesn't do any damage whatsoever against right-handed pitching, which is good. So Schwellenbach, the right-handed pitcher, that's an advantage. But Atlanta's lineup tonight, and I thought on Marcelo Ozuna, did he play last night? Just go down here. Let's go to the scores from yesterday if we can find those. So I seem to think that he had like a hip injury and wasn't able to go. They put up 8 runs yesterday, an 8-4 victory on the road. Yeah, Ozuna wasn't in the lineup. I don't think he's going to be in the lineup again today. It's in the projected lineup. But I think he's worried about that hip injury at this point. So that could be one of those guys who has some really good numbers that would be down. But then you have to slide some other guys up the list. But Kevin Gausman last year was good through 756 batters he faced. This year, 68 batters. Been decent. I'm laying off this game. I do think Schwellenbach and the Atlanta Braves can win this one. I think they're the better pitcher on the mound. I'm just not happy with what I'm getting if Marcel Ozuna is not in that lineup once again. But the audience scored 8 runs last night. I get it. Veteran pitcher on the opposite side is probably going to make some adjustments tonight on what they saw last night and be done with it. The Athletics. Always weird to see the ATH next to the Sacramento Athletics name. Too hard to say. Going up against Chicago White Sox with Burke on the mound. So Springs versus Burke, a 162 favorite on the road for the Athletics. So let me just take a look at how these two pitchers are matched up this year. First, we'll take a look at Springs, the left-handed pitcher. He's 14th on the card today, 420 ERA, 404 xFIP number. Usually a bad lineup he's going up against. Burke, on the other hand, is my guy Burke at? Sean Burke's 25th out of 29 pitchers today. A 6 ERA and a 5.46 xFIP number. Okay, maybe we have a lead-in to take a look at this one. So let's start the focus on the Athletics and the White Sox. 50 degree temperatures,
12-mile-an-hour wind blowing out to dead center field, again, in the windy city of Chicago. The White Sox lineup is an absolute mess. I'm not going anywhere near that today. You take a look at that, the Athletics lineup. It's hard to say not Oakland. It's so much easier. Like, Athletics is a tough one. Did you repeat it? Just say the A's? But just the fact that it's A-T-H, it's even hard to say, like, A's at that point when you see it. Now, last year, Burke had decent statistics through 76 batters. This year, through 59, he's really struggled against righties. Having said that, this lineup entirety all the way through, not having a lot of success with righties. Tyler Soderstrom, who I love, is a lefty, and that's where Sean Burke does his damage against. So it's a shame. Not going to be able to take anything in this game, and that's okay. Making the right decisions, not forcing plays here. The New York Mets and the Minnesota Twins are next up here. That's going to be McGill, and that's going to be Ober. Ober on the mound, obviously, for the Twins. Roughly a pick'em, depending on where you're shopping at, in a total that's listed at 8. If we're looking on the card today, Bailey Ober is 22 out of 29 in XFIP numbers, a 7.11 ERA, which is extremely high. The man's always open, people, and a 4.73 XFIP number. So that's a guy that you might want to target. If we take a look at Tyler McGill, he's 9th on the card today, 0.63 ERA, but a 3.54 XFIP. So let's take a look at some of the numbers from the batters in this game here. See if we can make heads or tails. 50 degrees, wind blowing out around 10 miles an hour to right field. That helps, but still cooler temperatures. McGill on the mound this year has been really good through 62 batters with ISO and weighted on base percentages. That certainly will help. He has a high walk rate, particularly the lefties, but this lineup stinks for the Minnesota Twins. Take a look at the Mets here. Ober's bad all across the board through 60 at bats. We just told you he's 22 out of 29 pitchers, high ERA, 4.73 xFIP, which is a danger zone. He struggled, talking about Ober, against lefty and righty batters this year. You know where we love to go in that. Low K rates, by the way, through the first four batters. And it's great to see Pete Alonso with a low K rate. That's amazing. A 364 ISO and a weighted on base percentage of 443 and a K percentage of only 15%. Now, Lindor and Soto, who will both bat from the left-hand side, not a lot of great statistics this year so far. But that sets up where Pete Alonso probably should be on your card and or Brandon Nimmo. So if I'm looking at this game, the New York Mets, not in love with the overall team here, but Ober can be hit. The first four guys in that lineup, probably in that 1+1+1 market, do make some sense. Now, Lindor, not great numbers. Neither does Juan Soto. But you're just looking for them to get on the base because then comes up Alonso, and then comes up Nimmo at that point. I'm going to write those names down and revisit it. But I do think there might be something at the top of the lineup here for the New York Mets. Nothing for the Minnesota Twins. As we keep moving down the list again, it gets to Detroit and it gets to Milwaukee. Priester's only got 5 innings pitched on the season. 180 ERA, 350 XFIP. Take what you want of that. We'll look at some last year's statistics to try to get a good feel. Flaherty will be on the mound here. 6th pitcher on the card. So maybe we're automatically on an out in this game the way it just sets up. So let's see what we got here. Flaherty, good numbers, weighted on base percentage, excuse me, ISO power numbers and weighted on base percentages. You do have a decent looking lineup in Milwaukee, but we're going to stay away from that. Quinn Priester, who last year struggled with lefties, this year is struggling with righties, go figure. You know me, I have a penchant for taking Detroit Tigers players, but I got to lay off tonight. It doesn't make a ton of sense. But I'm going to be upset when Riley Green gets back in that lineup and starts cranking again tonight. It is what it is. Houston and St. Louis. As I started off the show today, I really like the side in this game for the Houston squad. It's up to now to minus 130 across the board. I got it at 125. And I would take it at still 130 to 135 in that price range. It's going to be Brown versus Fetty. Take a look at Fetty on the season. 15 innings pitch, guys. A 4.20 ERA, which isn't terrible, but a 5.99 XFIP number. If we lay it into the actual numbers themselves in this game and say, you know what, Donnie? Houston doesn't have a great lineup, and they don't. This is a play strictly against the pitcher that has a high XFIP, and you should be able to hit. 58 degrees, a wind blowing out to right field. Altuve, Isak Paredes should be there. It's one that I'm probably more likely, which as I said already, I took the money line. So do I really need to get involved in that game much more than that? See where I'm going with this? Like, oh, take Altuve, take Paredes. You think they're going to win the game? They got to score runs. I get it, but I'm already invested there. Hunter Brown has been sensational on the other side. A 2 ERA through 18 innings and a 2.58 XFIP number. Now, St. Louis does have pretty good statistics getting right into pitching, but I'm going to go against that. Give me the better pitcher. Give me a team that should be able to hit tonight. We'll just stick with the money line here on the road with the Astros. All right, one segment to go, 3 games left. Angels, Rangers, Cubs, Padres. Rockies, Dodgers. Coming up next as we complete the card on Moneyline. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Three games left, people, as we said. Game number one, 8:05 p.m., 96-97 in the rotation. Angels, Texas, Kikuchi, and Molly. And if we look there, Tyler, where's my guy Tyler at? Where are you at, Tyler? 20th on the card today, 132 xFIP, but a 132 ERA with a 4.51 xFIP number. That's interesting. That's interesting here. You take a look at Kikuchi on the opposite side. He is listed. Where are you at, you say? Oh, 18th on the card, 5 ERA and a 4.44. Let's get to some of those statistics here. So LA, which always looks good right now in the lineup, man, because that team is blistering the baseball. Some things to like in that lineup is 1-8. Ward, Rengifo, Trout, Soler, Ohapi, Shanuel, Paris, and Adele. I still don't have that, guys. Shanuel, it looks like. Yeah, tough one. Change that name, kid. Make it a little bit easier. Tyler Molly actually has some pretty good statistics with ISO and weighted on base percentage, but the reason why that xFIP number is high, too many walks, not enough strikeouts. You get that, right? Flip it over to Texas. Kikuchi's on the mound struggling with right-handed batters. You're going to get a lot of them. This is an interesting one. This is interesting. So if we take a look at Kikuchi, 18 innings pitched, as I told you, 5 ERA. Could we have something with Texas today? Because there are going to be a lot of right-handed batters. Where Kikuchi has struggled this season, I got to do some looking into this afternoon. So I'm writing down the Rangers going up against the Angels here today as a team total possibility, no doubt about it. I just want to get more in-depth scenarios here on Yusei Kikuchi with just going up against right-handed batters, which he's going to face just about everybody in that lineup outside of Corey Seager, who actually has a lot of ISO power success against lefties on the young season. Good. Glad we saw that game. Next game up on the docket here. Chicago Cubs, Shota Imanaga versus Randy Vasquez. I told you already, I took this game over the total at 7.5. It's now listed at 8. I'm going to keep it simple in this one. Forget about the batters who are decent on both sides. Don't get me wrong. But how about this? Randy Vasquez, I have 28th out of 29 pitchers on the card today, xFIP-wise. It's high, 6.32, astronomical. Is it low innings on the season at 15.2? Yes, it is. But his ERA of 1.72 and an xFIP of 6.32 doesn't line up. He's due to get blasted. Same thing like Taijuan Walker was yesterday. You take a look at Shota Imanaga, 2.70 ERA. Boy, that's great. How about his xFIP number on the season? Just right up against 5 at 4.97 through 23 1/3 innings pitched. That's why. We're not taking a look at the actual statistics on the field. It's what the pitchers are doing in the underlying value, which it looks like both of these guys should get hit tonight. The 7.5s have turned into 8s when most people just look at the ERA and be like, why did that go higher? That's why it went higher. That's why we got it early, 7.5. Final game on the card tonight, which actually didn't handicap at all, and we'll do that together. It's Feltner versus Knack. So if I take a look on the card today, let's go in reverse of this one. Last game on the card, 10-10 tonight. Feltner's got 68 batters he's faced, struggling a little bit against lefties, which will get you in trouble. Ohtani, Freddie Freeman, Conforto would automatically be looks along with Tommy Edman. So whenever you see the Dodgers, it feels like they're always in play, doesn't it? Like no matter what happens, you probably want to get them in. But let me see where Feltner comes up on the card today with some xFIP numbers. Is he high on the... Wow, he is. He's fifth. 16 innings pitched, a 2.81 ERA and a 3.14 xFIP number. So there you go. It's tough to sort of slide by, per se, but that tells you a lot. Is that something to turn you off? Could be. Landon Knack on the mound today. Only 15 batters faced this year. Busted up. Last year, not a great season. But then again, it's the Colorado Rockies lineup. Now, is this one of those games? Because Knack's not on the card. Do you just go and take the Colorado Rockies team total? Like, they're so bad. They got a couple runs last night. Can you trust it? But some of those aren't even sweats. They're just anger that you actually took that game last night. So I don't want to outsmart myself and just go, you know what? It's always going to be the Dodgers at this point because technically it usually is. That's one you just might want to file under. Thank goodness it's up so late tonight that I won't be actually watching or doing anything at that point. But there you go. By the way, let me change my quality. I'm watching through YouTube right now. Bump that up. There we go. looks clean right now. I got the blue shirt on today, a little pastel. Obviously, with the show on the radio, I don't have to wear a jacket, so I just keep the collar nice and tight here as we go along. But I'm excited for today's card. There is no doubt about it. We got action to have here. You know, Marlins, Diamondbacks, a circle maybe on the Pirates just with O'Neill Cruz. You got the Orioles down there, as well as the Guardians with a nice little, you know, stack up top. Tampa Bay and Boston, maybe we'll take a look into that. The New York Yankees tonight, always a favorite, maybe a team total for them. You also take a look at the New York Yankees, excuse me, Mets. So it's a Yankees-Mets lineup today that I like. And also a team total here listed on the Rangers. The spots to make money, we're involved already. Follow me at RightsideVP. Anything more that comes out, you know we're going to be on it. Love handicapping with you guys. We're going to do it all week, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. JP behind the wheels of steel. It's your boy Donnie Rightside on a solo mission today. I'll see you tomorrow.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.